Welcome to In Becoming, a guidepost to your spiritual awakening. I'm Kate King.
And I'm Nancy Celeste, and welcome to our podcast. So today we're going to talk about how to become a higher vibe type person. But as always, we're going to start with getting ourselves in a good state of mind to talk about spirituality and then become more spiritual as we have more podcasts. So take a moment, kind of settle yourself in, wiggle your toes, feel your fingers, kind of get yourself out of your mind, cut out any distractions that might be around, and then take a deep breath in, hold for a moment, and then blow out all kinds of distractions and anything that happened today that's crazy. Yes, now we're in a really good spot. So today is going to be a really interesting day to talk about high vibe and what we can do to get there, or at least start the process.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about raising our vibrations and how it kind of relates to our spiritual path and what spiritual path and awakening really is, and then the science behind the magic.
Yeah, so we have a good comparison of spiritual path and kind of what that means. So if you think about professional growth for a moment, so you get a new job, doesn't matter how old or young you are, you have your new job. So you're a newbie. You don't really know what's going on yet. You have a lot to learn. You have a lot of growth. So those first 6 months of pretty much any job, you're just trying to find your feet. And so it's a little uncomfortable. You have to ask a lot of questions. You have to grow as a person professionally. And then as you're in this role for a little while, you get more comfortable. You don't ask as many questions. And then you, over time, you become that person that people ask their questions too, because you've been there long enough that you're growing, right? So for some of us like me, then you become that leader teacher person, and then you bring all the newbies on and you want to teach them. So it's that path forward, and we've all been there. And you want to be uncomfortable, because if you're comfortable for too long, you're stagnant, right? I'm sure we've all had experiences of that. And then you get this new job, and then you have to grow again, and you have to work through that uncomfortable state. So spiritual growth is the same thing. It is the same kind of process where you become uncomfortable, you grow, you become more, better aligned with yourself and your purpose in life. So with spiritual growth, you're going to find your connection first of who you are. Who am I? What is my soul? What is my spirit? And then you have to discover what you believe, not what you've been told, not what anybody else has said in the past. Sit quiet and think, what do you actually believe? And that can be anything.
Yeah, this is the place where a lot of us will find our purpose in life, about who we were meant to be and our highest, truest, most soul aligned point is that passion piece of what are we here to not only be for ourselves, but to give into the world.
Yeah. And your spiritual connection can be anything. We've mentioned this in previous podcasts where it can be a religious figure. It can be nothing. It can be the universe. It can be collective consciousness, whatever it is, whatever you connect to. And that's the important part. You have to find yourself, and then you have to discover that connection. And then the next part is growing and feeling that connection between your spirit and what you believe. And it's more than just a thought. It really is a feeling too, which is part of the reason why last podcast we had you feel all those different spaces. Because as you start, it can shift between those different spaces. As you grow spiritually, it's going to feel different, but there is a feeling behind it too. And then as you grow, it's going to be uncomfortable. And then you grow, and then you're like, oh, this is amazing. I feel so much better. I'm so much more connected. I'm so more aligned to why I'm here and what I'm doing. And then you grow some more and realize, you know what? I'm going the wrong path. Maybe this is the wrong person, the wrong place, the wrong job, whatever it may be. And you realize, you know what? I need a shift. And then as you shift and you grow and you feel more comfortable, I have found over time, if things are moving smoothly in your life, it usually aligns with kind of where you're supposed to be. And then if things completely fall apart and everything's going the wrong direction, you might want to think maybe your alignment's off. I think that's kind of something that happens to a lot of people.
Absolutely. You could think of your spiritual growth and raising your vibration like a spiral. So if you think about in the very beginning of a spiral, it's nice and small. And as you continue to move forward and raise your vibration, you're increasing your ability to not only raise your vibrations and raise your energy and all of those things that come along with raising your vibration, but raising the grace you can have within a more cohesive and spirit-aligned life.
Yeah, and you can kind of think of it as truly a spiral. I think that's a really good comparison. I think a lot of people have heard the idea of lessons, and that fits right in with a spiral. So you're going to stay in that same spiral circle and have that same lesson hit you every single time until you learn and grow, and then you move up kind of in the spiral. And that is very normal. It is totally normal. Everybody's growth timeline is completely different too. How I grow spiritually is usually huge leaps and bounds. And then other people, it might be much more gradual. It's okay. Your growth path is your growth path. If it's fast, it's fast. If it's slow, it's slow. We both have times where it's one and then the other, depending on how we're doing, how much energy we have to give towards this, and all of that. So don't be surprised if you learn the same lesson a few times before you move on. Kind of like relationships, right? So I know so many people that like to date the same kind of person, and then it's the same kind of relationship, and then it's the same ending. And then one day you realize, maybe that's not the right person to date. Or maybe you do a little soul searching, and you realize, I think I need something better or different or just something that's more comfortable or more aligned. Maybe you need to date someone that's more like you. And then you move, you grow, you shift. It's uncomfortable because then you got to date someone you're not used to dating. And then you realize, oh, this is better. And then you're on a different spiritual kind of path. You're up the next level in the circle.
And because of that, moving up, every time you move up, your perspective shifts, your energy shifts, what you're giving out to the world shifts. So the reflection back to you is better and more positive and more abundant, and more things are coming at you. That's the reason to shift your vibration, to go on a spiritual path, to do the hard work of being a little uncomfortable and growing and being a little uncomfortable and growing, because the reward of stepping into that highest, truest, most aligned version of yourself is the payout, is the reason to do the work, is the reason for the sticky bits. Because in the end, it's always going to lead to the next best, truest version of yourself and your soul.
Yep. And it relates to your body too. This is your spirit is part of your body. So not only is your spirit going to be more aligned and feel better, your body's going to be healthier too, because your body's going to follow with your spirit. So if your spirit's moving up and growing, so is your body. Your body's going to feel better over time. Or you may notice if you're spiritually growing and your body is kind of yelling at you, you might need to shift something in what you eat or where you go or how you exercise or how much sleep you get, and physically align your body too to kind of match the vibration of your soul. And then your whole world is healthier. So it all works together. The other part of how your vibration shifts is a little sciencey. So if you look at just a regular wavelength, so sine wave, cosine wave, if you know anything about math, I try to avoid math now.
Me too.
I had enough math in previous lives, I feel like a long time ago for college. I don't know how I passed calculus. Anyway, so if you think of just like a wave or like just a wave, like a ripple in the water. So how high that ripple is called the amplitude. And we'll talk more about this way in the future too. But for right now, you can relate the amplitude of that wavelength to what your personal vibe is and your spiritual growth. So kind of right now, maybe in the beginning, if this is new to you, it's kind of like if you drop a stone into a lake and it's a really constant, beautiful ripple. And it's kind of low, it's kind of little, just because it was a stone. But if you go over time and you grow that ripple, that amplitude is going to become higher and higher and higher. And then eventually it's going to be kind of a wave, or like a speedboat goes by and it's like a big wave and you kind of go up and down. That just means your high vibe and your spiritual growth is bigger. You have more energy and you have more intensity in a good spiritual way.
Right, you're adding layers to that stone in the water. You're adding tools in your toolkit of reaching higher levels and lower levels within your spiritual ability. Your emotional intelligence that we talked about last time is growing. Your interpersonal connections are growing. Everything in your life is magnifying, and you're growing that stone. So as you grow that stone, of course, it leaves a bigger ripple and just continues to amplify through your life. Everything is affected by moving up on this higher vibe and this more energy on the spiritual path.
Yeah, and that may shift things in your life more than just you, because the ripple does affect other things. I mean, we've heard that phrase, that ripple effect. You know, you do one thing in this one day and this one time, and then someone's benefits from it way down the road or in some other place or state or wherever it may be. We have no idea the amount that we can impact in someone else's life. We don't really know. If you think about it, if you think about a teacher that completely changed your life because they taught you something, my 10th grade English teacher changed my entire life because she sat down one day and said, "We are going to get you to be able to write a sentence correctly." And it did. It changed my entire life. Does she remember who I am? I don't know. That lady was teaching for years and impacted so many students in their lives. I remember her because she individually changed my life. But I know she did that for so many other people, but she could potentially be clueless. And that's how it is with spirit work too. How you present yourself, how you grow spiritually, it's gonna go out and better the world around you too, because you're gonna be eventually become the example of that high vibe person that other people want to be like, because they see your life, they see it's beautiful, it's aligned. How do I get there too?
Right, what's your spiritual footprint gonna be when you are lo long gone in the ancestral plane or wherever you believe you go? What is the impact you're gonna leave behind? And that's the work. That's why you do. I just had a fly go across my face.
Likes your energy, wants to be your friend.
Anyway, so the.
Your spiritual
Thank you. The spiritual
traveling.
footprint your spiritual footprint of what, where are you? What is your energy, your vibration, your spiritual growth going to impact your children, your friends, your family? As you move up and continue to push forward, it's this undefinable, unimaginable, positive increase in every bit of your life.
Yeah, it really is a beautiful place to go. But it is a challenge. It's a challenge to move forward. It's a challenge to keep pushing yourself. But again, it goes back to it's at your pace. So if you have some space and time in a few months and you work on it, that's great. If you go back to however you live your life normally for a little while, that's fine. And then you push a little further. The more you grow, if you work for a little bit and then take a rest and work for a little bit, you're still moving forward. It may be small steps, and that's totally fine. But if you have a rest period, your rest period's not going to be going backwards. And
Yeah,
if it
it's
does,
not.
okay, you can still move forward again, but your land, your base is going to increase over time too.
Absolutely. And it's not a singular path forward, like
No.
marching directly in a straight line, like we talked about. It's that spiral effect of moving upwards and getting stuck and spinning in the same spot for a while, and moving upwards and getting stuck again and continually. It's never going to be linear. There's always going to be retractions. Every time you grow, there might be a retraction, then you grow bigger, and then you retract. That's just part of it.
Yeah. And that's fine. We can start this whole process because, again, it's growth. So the first piece is to figure out who you are first. So practice finding your own energy. This is an interesting concept because it's not a concept. It is a feeling and it is a connection. So it's not using your brain 100%. Yes, our brains are part of it, but it's really more about your whole body. So I know I talked a little bit of previously about chakras, and that's just because I do chakra balancing as a massage therapist. So chakras are a good place to start because they are a physical energy base within your body. There's seven of them. And it pretty much is the rainbow colors. Each chakra has its own color, sound, taste, note associated with it, emotion, everything. It's kind of cool. But it aligns in the middle of your body from your head kind of down. So you're grounded in your feet, and your top of your head is your crown chakra, and that kind of connects to other, your feet connect to other two. So it's both ends. But it's a feeling of connecting to your energy of your body. So our bodies all have its own kind of fingerprint and its own space that you feel like you. So this is where we want to start. We want to start with, how do you feel when you're by yourself? So we have a bit of a challenge for you to try to figure out who you are.
We do. So I in the next week, 2 weeks, a month from now, whenever you're listening to this, take some time to look at your life and carve out a half hour to an hour of your time where you can just be with yourself with no distractions. So that can be if you're someone that needs to move, you can go on a walk, you can sit in silence, whatever works for you, but take a moment to leave your phone at home. Turn off your computer, your TV, all those technology things. Completely find a space with no distractions. Ask someone to watch your kids. Tell your spouse that you need this time alone. Really
Yep.
be real about taking this time, no distractions, and sitting or walking, or again, whatever movement-wise works for you, and being with yourself and just connecting into your heart, connecting into your chakras if that works for you. Just taking time to just listen. And whatever comes up is good. If it's a spinning brain because you've had a lot going on recently, that's okay. If you can just slowly find a way to calm that, even better. But just take time to spend time with yourself and give yourself a little self-love. Like this quietness, when you can get to that place of quiet, whatever that looks like, you hear the messages your soul is trying to whisper to you that we miss in the busy world around us. So that's your challenge. Take some time. Take 30 minutes minimum, is my opinion, but 60 minutes is even better to just be with yourself and see what comes up for you.
Yeah, and this can be really difficult if you're used to a lot of noise. If you have a busy life, you have a bunch of kids, a bunch of animals, a very busy job, you are one of those people that puts everybody first and yourself is always last. We love those people. It might be a really difficult challenge to turn off and disconnect. We're so used to having our phones. I love my phone. I obsess with texting. It's very hard for me to put it down too, but you link into a totally different part of you when you take away all the distractions. And Kate is so on point. You feel and you hear the messages your soul is telling you when you can be quiet enough to hear it. And it is a feeling too. So take this time, take the challenge, see what happens. If you have questions, if you're unsure how to do this, it's okay. We both have been there. We have both done this work. So you can reach out to us anytime along your spiritual journey. That is part of what our podcast is starting, is to let people know that you're not alone. Whatever you hear, whatever you feel is going to be normal to you. But we will be posting some times and some schedule that you can book a session with us to talk about your spiritual journey, no matter where you are. If what we're talking about you feel like you did years ago, that's fine. Kate and I did this a long time ago ourselves. We have moved through a lot of different phases. So wherever you are on your spiritual path, we should be able to help you or at least support you, even if you've kind of just need to bounce an idea off somebody. But if this is all really new to you and you want some support, that's why we're here. We want to help grow people spiritually. So we will have, you can go to our link in our bio and you'll be able to book sessions with us starting in the next few weeks. And so if you need that, you have support. So that's your challenge. That's our information and our podcast for today. It's a good place to start to try to connect with your soul on your own and
Yeah,
start moving forward.
we're so grateful to have this time with you and with you, Nancy, and we'll see you all next week.